Have you ever heard of a trash interceptor? People working to make Milwaukee's harbor cleaner plan to install one in the Kinnickinnick River. It's designed to catch floating trash before it reaches Lake Michigan. A group called Harbor District, Inc. won a federal grant to bring the project to life. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
Aaron Zaleski meets me as close to the future home of the trash interceptor as we can get. A fence blocks our path, and trees and overgrown bushes block the view.
I'm Aaron Zaleski, Natural Environment Program Manager with the Harbor District. We're out here on the Kinnickinnick River, just south of Beecher Street. We're on the west side. It's got a little forest on the edge, and the future home of our trash collector.
The Harbor District is in a state of evolution, from a bleak, forbidding corridor to a place people want to work and recreate. You see an example just downstream from the trash project site, where a 6-acre gleaming commercial project is taking shape. A large utility contractor will be making its corporate home where the Kinnickinnick curves east. As for the trash diverter site, Zaleski says there's nothing to see yet. The project is very much in the design phase, including how it will incorporate solar power.
It will be sort of docked. It's in the stream. It'll be docked right on the shoreline, and this is going to be, 30, 40 feet long. It's going to be a big conveyor belt with a dumpster on land that will deposit the trash up on land where the dumpster can be taken away. There will be some in-stream structures, probably some sort of floating booms that will funnel the trash into the machine.
One model being considered is at work in Baltimore, Maryland's harbor.
The poster child, Mr. Trash Wheel in Baltimore, was one of the first ones done. There's been a few popping up. He's someone that the organization's been talking to for a few years. We've also recently been talking with the company that built the Leonard Skimmer.
That's the skimmer Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District operates in Milwaukee's harbor area. Zaleski says while it does a bang-up job, the skimmer concentrates on picking up trash after storms. As Zaleski was saying,
the company that built the Leonard Skimmer, Aquarius, who's from Wisconsin, and we're very excited about the project. So as we get this grant finalized and kind of move into implementing it, we're going to have a process where we get bids from different companies and slightly different designs and figure out what's going to work the best.
Zaleski says the permanent structure Harbor District, Inc. settles on will collect all the trash that flows down the Kinnickinnick River 24 hours a day, adding up to as much as 75 tons of trash a year that won't enter Lake Michigan. Its ecosystem is already buffeted by invasive species and climate change. Zaleski says reducing pollution from entering the basin is a step in the right direction. The EPA contributed nearly $500,000 to the project, touted as the first ever Great Lakes Restoration Initiative Trash-Free Waters Grant. If you're eager to see if the Kinnickinnick design turns out to be a giant wheel or conveyor or something else, Zaleski hopes you are also patient.
We want a contract for designing and building this thing in the fall, have it all figured out by the end of the year, and probably realistically building it next year and installing it early in 2022.
By then, he hopes there will be good spots for you to see the system at work.
So we want this thing to clean the river, but we also want it to sort of catalyze this whole space.
Right.
So we want to have public access through there so people can...
That's another project Zaleski is working on, and a story for a different day. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.